Hello, hello there, and welcome to this very, very first episode of Music Insiders, a free music archive podcast series where we will have in-depth interviews with artists, curators, and net labels. My name is Marco, I am the head of music at Free Music Archive and Tribe of Noise, and joining me today for an online interview straight from London, we have our very first guest, Ketsa. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm honored and pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Hey, the honor is all ours. I mean, you are one of the FMA legends. Also a very early uploader to FMA.
Yeah.
Can you tell us and to everybody listening a little bit about your early days? Why did you start making music? How did it all happen for you? And what was the context back then?
Great, okay. Well, I was classically trained at piano from an early age, from the age of about 5 to the age of about 16. And then from there, I kind of lost interest in classical kind of piano, and I was finding more of an interest in band music, sort of guitars. So I picked up the guitar and bass and drums and just learned to play all of those things myself. And I actually got a Tiak reel-to-reel recorder back when I was 14, and I would, you know, record my own four tracks, and that was all the way back in, you know, the early 90s. And then from there, my best friend was really into sort of dance music, and he was into electronic music. So he was playing me all this like amazing kind of electronic kind of music, like Orbital and Eat Static back in the day. And that kind of, and then we started going to raves and started sort of going to techno sort of raves. And so I started DJing. And from there, I sort of learned production. I ended up working for a record distribution company called Prime Distribution, which had hundreds of labels that they published on their own, sort of exclusively. And I set up a label there, was releasing vinyls, DJing in a few places. And back then I was known as Shaolin, and I ran a record label called Hydroponics, Hydroponic Recordings, and I was signed to a label called Primate. And from there, when that all kind of DJing and vinyl died, the vinyl distribution, you know, declined, and digital distribution came on the rise. And from there, I just became a producer, kind of on my own. So I had the production side from making sort of dance music, but I also had this side from being in bands and like sort of doing guitar music, and just kind of put them together. And I didn't really know my direction. You know, I was just making music. It was staying on my computer. Wasn't getting it out there, and it was frustrating. And I'm sure a lot of producers feel this. You know, they make a lot of music and they don't know what to do with it. You know, I've met so many people who are like that. You know, make amazing music and they have nowhere to put it. You know, and then thankfully I read an article, and it was by a lady who was, I can't remember her name, but she was a female rapper from Canada, a white lady, and she was saying she basically how she had made it, how she could make a living through music without being famous, you know, being a white Canadian female rapper, you know, the odds are stacked against you, yet you can still do it. And how did she do it? And so she talked about the Free Music Archive, how she put her music for free on there and other sort of sites, and how from there she got a lot of streams, a lot of attention, and then she managed to get sponsorship deals, get gigs, and now, you know, she's a fully, that's her career, you know. And I thought that is amazing, you know. And I've got all this music, so I heard about the Free Music Archive, uploaded it there, and then the rest is history, really. that's how it happened, yeah. But I've always been around, you know, flirting around music, you know, my whole life, you know, and always been trying to make it a career, but never, something would always happen to sort of derail it, you know. But the FMA has amazingly sorted that out, you know. It's given me an output that's incredible.
From the moment you started engaging as an uploader and as a member of Free Music Archive, I'm really interested in knowing, did you expect what would happen next? How did that early journey start, and how did it develop through those first years of you being on FMA? Because also the community was growing itself.
There were actually quite a lot of producers who had, you know, been on the FMA for probably years before even I had got there. And I didn't expect that much, to be honest. You know, I uploaded an album, and I kind of forgot about it.
In 2015?
yeah, that's right. and I started getting emails from people saying, can I use this music for this? This is like really good. And I was like, wow. And I just checked and I was getting thousands of streams and downloads. And I was like, wow. Like, you know, I didn't do any marketing. You know, there's obviously a community I realized on FMA that are constantly on there, you know, every day. There's, you know, millions of people around the world looking for music and also to stream music without adverts. You know, that's a really, that was a really important thing for the FMA. You know, every other streaming service, you have to just sit through adverts and stuff like that. You know, the FMA has got quality music and you can stream it for free. So after that, you know, I started getting people saying, can I give you £25 to use my music in a video? And I was like, wow, you know, when you're trying to sell music digitally, you know, it's so rare to make even like, you know, any decent money, you know. So, yeah, so more and more people started sort of emailing me and I thought, wow, this is a really good thing. And because I'm making so much, I'm a prolific artist, you know, I make a lot of music all the time. So I just released a few more albums and it just kept growing and it kept growing and I kept getting more emails. I set it up properly and then the majority of emails were people wanting to use my music for sort of promotional videos and things like that. And then quite a big, I think a makeup company, like a beauty company, they got in contact with me and they wanted to use my music. And then I just said, give me a donation. And they gave me like £400. I was like amazed, you know, I was like, wow, you know, and that to me, in my head, because you always doubt yourself, I think, when you don't have an audience and you don't have people saying, you know, your music's good, you as an artist, you normally doubt yourself. So you always have this thing in your head saying, you know, maybe my music's not good enough, you know, but just seeing it grow like that, just in my head.
And all that nice feedback probably also served as positive motivation for you to keep
exactly
making more music, right?
Exactly, that's exactly it. It shows you that there's it's a real motivating factor. And you know, like there's a few other artists who I know who are like me, you know, and I make lots of amazing music. You know, I've got this guy called One Man Book, he's made so much good music, you know, and he's not played it to anyone. It's like, get it out there, you know, put it on the FMA. And you saw how many streams he got. And it's motivated him now to get his own studio. And he's making music again, you know, he's going for it, you know, it shows. And I have other friends, you know, there's Solar Flare, Delay, and I've got them all on. And Daniel Birch, you know, got them on the FMA. And it's helped all of them. It's helped all of them, you know.
Well, that's really great to know. I want to go back into your answer.
Okay.
The part where you said that you are a prolific artist. I'm very interested to know. I mean, the volume of your work speaks for itself. Like, literally. How is your day? How is your week? How do you make music? How do you work? Do you make like a lot of tracks and then put them into contextualize them into an album? Do you decide first you think about making an album with a certain context and then you start making the tracks? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, about that process? Someone who makes so much quality music, you probably have a lot of interesting insight for anybody listening right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you speak to any content provider, anyone who makes content and anyone who tries to be successful from it, the main thing they'll tell you is that you have to be on it all the time. You know, you have to, if you want to make music, you have to not just think music, you've got to live music, you've got to make music all the time. So in your spare time, whatever time you get, you have to feed this thing. And I always give it the metaphor of like feeding a plant, you know, if the more you feed this plant, the more it's going to grow. And it'll grow and it'll grow, and the more you feed it, and eventually it'll bear fruit, right? You know, just, and that's life, that's like music. So in my head, now that I know I've got this output, there's been times where I've felt like I'm going to give up music. It's not doing anything for me. It's not making me any money. It's wasting my time. It's a pipe dream. You know, I've felt that so many times. But the FMA has given me that output where I said, people appreciate this, you know, and people value what you do. So keep doing it. And so in my head then, it's something clicked where I have to make music all the time. Luckily, I mean, I have a child, we homeschool him. So I have the opportunity to be at home all day and to make music like when I can. And obviously when he goes to bed, I make music. So music is my life, you know, it's my expression. It's how I don't get stressed about things that are going on in the world. You know, I just put it all into this music. So really it's just focus, finding a way to do things that you can do that no one else can do. You know, that's important as well. You know, finding what makes your music different, and then you have to feed that aspect of it. So with me, it's like I said, it's volume. You know, I can make a lot of music. I've found formulas to do it from literally doing it so much, doing it my whole life, you know. So my day is, when I wake up, I turn my computer on, I'm already sorting out loops, putting things together, you know, recording things, you know. So it's after I finish this interview, I'll be in the studio. it's my life, you know. So I understand a lot of people don't have the ability. I'm lucky where I have a flat as well, so I do have sort of passive income coming in on top of the music. So I know a lot of people don't have that, so they don't have the time. But time is really important, you know. If you have the opportunity or the ability to be able to focus on this, then I recommend just do it, you know, just feed it, yeah. And opportunities will just arise, you know, as they have for me. You know, lots of good opportunities have arisen just from feeding this tree, you know.
Yes, and so yes, probably one of the really important things that I understand from your journey is that not to give up.
Have 100%, do not give up, especially if you love making music. And I'm for the opinion that, you know, we are here to do what we love doing. So if you make music and you love making music, just make music and get it out there, you know. I literally have my dad's old friend, he's 75, he's still making music, you know. He's always been like, and he's like, wants to release it on the FMA now. He's 75 years old, he's built up this huge studio, and he's still making music, you know. It's still on his mind as a 75-year-old man, I have to get this album out, you know, like. So awesome. It's
well,
you know,
he's always welcome on FMA.
No, of course. I'll tell him that.
How has your production style, not that much the technique, because that's something, of course, that evolves through time, but how did your style in terms of how you approach making music evolve from that first album that you
for sure
uploaded till the last one I just heard last week?
Well, for a change, like music, to me, is always express something within myself. So I guess when I was younger, I made more angry music, and I made stranger music, I guess, like less commercial, less. At the moment, I'm trying to. I feel happy within myself, so my music reflects that, I think. And I'm trying to make music as well angled, so I can. Not commercial music, but music that I can see being used in videos. So I'm angling it a little bit. My first albums were more expressive, I just guess, of me, and I wasn't thinking about anyone else other than what I wanted to do. So it was stranger. But I guess I've had the approach of being into sort of guitar music and pianos and things like that, and also having this dance element, DJing, and understanding how, you know, techno is very formulaic, you know, and the way you produce techno is quite formulaic. And in a lot of ways, I've brought that approach, but to the music that I make now. So a proper producer could probably hear it, you know, but I work a lot with looping things and things like this, you know, that I've learned from sort of my techno days, yeah. So.
Great. And could you tell us a bit more about how it's going outside of FMA on other platforms or on your own website?
Outside the FMA, it's going really well. I mean, from the FMA, I have managed to set up my own licensing website, and you know that's going pretty well. I've managed to bring a few other artists on board to that, and like I say, I get emailed exciting opportunities quite a lot. You know, so from big brands, I did a Volvo TV advert. You know, National Geographic, you know, like big things, you know, that are look good on a portfolio, you know. And recently I've been in contact with a digital audio workstation, a new one. It's contacted me with an exciting opportunities, you know, so it's good, you know, it grows. And again, the more people use it, the more people learn about you, know about you, they come back, you know, they come back. And if you can offer something that publishing companies can't, because when people deal directly with you as an artist, you can cut them all sorts of deals, you know, you're cutting out this middleman, you know. So it's exciting for the future. It's a direct connection between the people that want content and the content providers themselves, you know. So outside of that, I'm just trying to build all that side of it.
Well, it's great that you talk about this because it's directly related to where we as Free Music Archive want to go in the future. We will soon reveal what our plans are for 2022 and also beyond. It definitely has to do with empowering musicians even more.
And that's amazing. I mean, you guys already do so much, and the fact that you're always thinking about trying to empower us more is amazing. And actually, that's why my loyalty would always be with the FMA. You know, I hardly ever release albums for Spotify to stream or things like this, you know, because, you know, I still get streaming royalty from Spotify from a few things I did a while ago. But for me, I just want to get music on the FMA. I don't know. It's just, I just want to give it out there. And it attracts a lot more listeners, a lot more opportunities, you know, and it feeds the FMA, which is amazing. Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to share with us? What are you busy with right now? Anything exciting?
At the moment, I am just continuously building up my own sort of published library. So I've got nearly 900 tracks now. So I really want to get it to 1,000 and just keep building, you know, and just keep building. So I have this massive royalty-free library. And I'm sure many opportunities will come from that. You know, that's attractive for many people to have such a big access to such a big royalty-free library, you know, that they can use for whatever purposes, you know. So it's just about building this side of it. You know, I make a lot of music, and I don't do so much of the business side of things, you know, because I'm an artist after all, not a businessman. So my heart is always going to be in making music rather than trying to sell myself more or things like this. So I'm just going to continue doing what I do this year. I plan to do many more albums for the FMA and try to help the other artists that I'm working with. Let's all get on this journey together.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.
And we know that in a few minutes you will be making music again. So we hope you are very inspired today. Thank you very much.
Take care, man.